The Nightmare of Black Island by Mike Tucker, read by Anthony Head. Way out in the depths of space, the police box shell of the TARDIS appeared in a blaze of blue light, tumbling end over end in the dark. It spun for a moment as if getting its bearings, and then vanished again into the time vortex. Inside, the doctor sat cross-legged on the floor, poking and prodding at the tangle of tubes and pipes that wound their way through the coral-like growths and protuberances of the central control console. Rose was curled up on the battered control room chair, fast asleep, her breathing slow and measured. The steady background hum from the console suddenly changed in pitch for a moment, and there was a faint moan from Rose as she stirred on the chair. The doctor frowned and clambered to his feet, peering at a flashing light on the console.
Oh, that's not right. Not right at all.
There was another bleep from the other side of the console. He hurried around to where a new set of lights had blinked into life. There was a low electronic burbling from somewhere deep in the machinery below him. Rose twisted in her